This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister of Jamaica Dr. Andrew Holness has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport last morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd of October. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir today. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajad Ghani Loon and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division and Davinder Singh Rana, Chaudhry Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand tomorrow. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees in Hazari Bagh. This Abhiyan will cover around 63,000 villages benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people in 549 districts and 2,740 blocks across the country. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate 40 Eklavya schools and lay foundation stone for 25 Eklavya schools worth over 2,800 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan, PM Janman, worth over 1,360 crore rupees. This include road, Anganwadi's multipurpose centre, school hostel project. The Prime Minister will also unveil a series of landmark achievements under PM Janman, which include electrification of more than 75,800 particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTG households in around 3,000 villages. It also includes operationalization of 275 mobile medical units, operationalization of 500 Anganwadi centers, establishment of 251 Dhan Vikas Kendra, and saturation of more than 5,550 PVTG villages with Nal Se Jal. The Delhi police has banned protests and the assembly of 5 or more unauthorized persons in New Delhi, Central and North Delhi districts, as well as bordering areas till Saturday, citing law and order issues. The prohibitory order will remain in effect till 5th of October. The order to impose Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita in these areas has been issued by the Delhi Police Commissioner, Sanjay Arora. In the order, it was stated that the general atmosphere is in Delhi is sensitive from a law and order point of view due to various current issues. Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar will honour national toppers in the field of disability rehabilitation and special education in New Delhi today. Dr. Kumar will attend a convocation ceremony organised by the National Rehabilitation Examination Board. And with that, we end this news bulletin.